You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Last week, Congressman Tom McClintock spoke on the House floor. Here are the edited remarks of Congressman McClintock.
Mr. Speaker, the nature of democracy is that in every election, there's a winner and a loser. The success of democracy depends on the loser believing the vote was fair and accepting the result. You see, the vote is not the foundation of democracy. The integrity of the vote is its foundation. That's just as important for the winner as it is for the loser. The winners depend on the integrity of the vote for their legitimacy. The losers depend on it for their acceptance. And that's precisely the issue in the aftermath of this election. The widespread allegations of illegal votes and illegal processes must be resolved before the election can confer legitimacy. Among those questions are the acceptance of ballots received after Election Day, votes cast by ineligible voters, backdated ballots, illegally duplicated ballots, voting systems that misallocated votes, and the counting of votes outside any meaningful observation. We also need to ask ourselves why so many Americans currently believe the election was riddled with fraud. I think it's because so many safeguards built into our system have been removed. We call it Election Day for a reason. Until recently, we all waited until the campaigns were over and every candidate had their say. Then on a single day, Election Day, we personally went to the polling place in our community. We all took the time because we knew it was important. We cast our vote in absolute privacy according to our own conscience and then handed the ballot back to our neighbor, who immediately placed it into a locked box in the presence of observers from all parties. At 8 p.m., the total number of votes was known, and we usually knew the results of most races by 10 o'clock that night, midnight if it was close. Now consider how we have perverted that simple and secure process that we once prided ourselves upon. Today, ballots are mailed out to voter rolls that contain untold numbers of people who have moved or died. There's no chain of custody from the time the ballot's mailed until the time it's returned. In many states, ballot harvesters can knock on doors and collect these surplus ballots. This corrupted process cannot continue. Acceptance of an election cannot be obtained by browbeating. It can only be earned by a full and open review of the integrity of the election, establishing for all Americans that their vote was fairly and accurately recorded and that the result speaks as the will of the nation. And I eagerly await that day. I yield back.